This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We started the program today with the Federal Reserve. Should tell you there was more in their statement than just inflation. Dr. Yellen and the gang also said they expect the already strong labor market to, and this is a quote, strengthen somewhat further. Parse that as you will. Enter now on that score, Amazon. It said it's going to hire 50,000 people to pack and ship orders at its fulfillment centers around the country. August 2nd is going to be Amazon Jobs Day. Baltimore, Kenosha, Chattanooga, and 9 other cities. Jobs in some cases offered on the spot. 50,000 jobs is about a quarter of all the jobs the entire economy has been adding in each of the past few months. It sounds good, but how big a deal really is it? Marketplace's Amy Scott has a little bit of labor market context.
50,000 is a lot of jobs, no question. Most full-time with benefits. But don't expect to see a huge bump in the August job numbers.
The margin of error in the jobs report is actually about 100,000. So it alone wouldn't make a significant difference.
Erica Groshen is former head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which produces that report. She's now at Cornell. Though Amazon plans to hire thousands next Wednesday, Groshen says it'll probably take a few months to reach 50,000.
To find them and bring them on, it takes a while to actually get people in place after you hire them.
Economist Mickey Levy at Berenberg Capital Markets says Amazon's hiring spree is a net gain for the economy.
But we have to put this into the context that it will probably involve or lead to a reduction in jobs elsewhere.
That's because Amazon's growth comes at the expense of brick-and-mortar retailers. As for finding enough workers in this relatively tight job market, Eileen Applebaum with the Center for Economic and Policy Research says it's not tight for everyone.
I do think that there are workers with the skills and qualifications to fill those jobs who've been overlooked in the expansion.
While overall unemployment was 4.4% last month, it was 4.8% for Hispanics and over 7% for African Americans. And the percentage of underemployed and discouraged workers is still stubbornly high. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.